Okay. Hi Gayatri, how are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. So good to see you, Gayatri. So tell me, Gayatri, what brings you to me today? What do you want to discuss?
So Sunita, I was thinking of discussing one topic which I've been thinking about now. It's a little personal, and it's about my father. So, actually, what has happened is very recently he suffered a heart attack, and he has not been keeping too well since. And the typical father that he is, or that typical generation, he is what would I call it? A little headstrong. He has very, very strong opinions about how to lead his life. He has lived by them for almost 75 years now. Now with his health, there are a lot of things that need to change in his life. And we all try to kind of tell him that and do things around that. But he doesn't seem to listen. He doesn't want that much to change. Recently, I'm having that trouble as to how do I really approach him, to make him listen to me, as well as understanding his emotional state and doing all of those things. So it kind of keeps on playing on my mind. I thought it would be good to discuss this with you.
Sure, Gayatri. I would be very happy to have this conversation with you, and we will go ahead. Just so that you know, I would like to have your permission that may I make some notes. There may be not the eye contact that time when I'm writing the notes. Okay, and we might be we can we record this session for the learning purposes? It will remain confidential with me.
Absolutely, no issues on that.
Sure, Gayatri. So, Gayatri, I thank you for sharing these thoughts with me, and thank you for letting me have this opportunity to be a coach for you. And I hear you, Gayatri. I heard that currently your father's health is a significant topic for you, and you are currently worried how you would like to approach him to take care of him, and how, and you also said that you would like to understand what is going on in his mind to have a proper approach towards him.
Absolutely.
Great. So Gayatri, I understand that being father's health can be a very important topic for all of us in our age, and we can discuss that. What is it that you would like to explore today under these topics?
So Sunita, what has happened is I'm his younger daughter. So I have an elder brother, and you might know that father-daughter relationship is always special. So we have had this relationship, and as I said, he's a little adamant about things, and frankly, being the daughter and the younger one, I'm the only one who can make him change his mind. So kind of it has always been that if something has to be convinced to him to make him change his mind, it has to be me. So that job or responsibility or whatever you call it has always been on me. So now with his health not being okay also, there are a lot of things which keep coming to me as an understood kind of thing, that he has to be convinced he is not listening. Gayatri will explain it to him and she will get it done. And so it has naturally come to me, and I have no problems with that. Try to do that, but it is very difficult now, because earlier it used to be I can argue with him, I can reason with him, I can do a lot of things and make him agree. Now what is happening is, with his age and with his condition, I can't be very stern with him. And I can see sometimes certain things that he's going through. So at this stage, it kind of pains me to tell him to have those dietary restrictions. Sometimes even restrictions of the water intake in the summer. So I start off telling him that this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do, and it just doesn't come out. So I'm kind of caught in between to be the stern one to make him mend his ways, as well as the emotions playing out in me saying that I shouldn't be doing this. He's my father. So those emotions come in. So there is a clash which keeps on happening. And it kind of confuses me as to how should I actually approach it.
So I hear you, Gayatri, that you and maybe others also hold you responsible to be and also capable to be able to convince your father to do the right thing. And this is now a difficult thing for you because there are opposite emotions in you. Maybe like somewhere you feel the compassion that how to put the restriction, and somewhere you also want to be doing the right thing as per the medical prescriptions or the restrictions that are prescribed. And I understand that, or it seems to me that now in you there is a clash to decide, and you're contemplating which way to go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which kind of personality you would like to have, either to be the stern one or to be the to give heed to your emotions and not go ahead with restricting him.
Exactly. Very well put, Sunita. That's what is happening with me right now.
Okay. So Gayatri, when you are sharing this with me right now, what is it that you are realizing? Is there any new thing that's coming to you when you share this?
Actually, when I'm sharing this with you, I'm actually thinking about certain situations which have come up and how I have not been able to do something which I felt I should have done. So today I think I would like to discuss with you what would be the right way to deal in today's situation, to deal with him. Or the right way to communicate with him. It's very confusing for me. So as his daughter, I have certain things which keep on playing in my mind, and there are so many thoughts every time I approach him, every time I go to meet him and discuss with him. So many thoughts keep on happening that I don't end up saying or doing the things that I should have. And then when I go back home, it's like, oh, I should have done this and I should have been a little more sensitive or sometimes little sterner or whatever. So there is a lot of confusion and too many thoughts, which I thought that not needed. He's my father. I can just be myself and still do the right thing, but it's not happening. So what is it that I can do?
Gayatri, I heard you say that you have tried certain things. You have tried to communicate to your father, but you have not done, and then later you have thought about it and you were not satisfied with what you did. So may I invite you, Gayatri, to just tell me, think and tell me what kind of right is this right that you're talking about, the right thing that you want to do?
Sometimes that becomes the major question. So when you asked me that, it sets me thinking. Right is something which is good for his health in terms of medically. So one is the physical angle where I have to take care of his physical health, the medical aspect. And the second is where I also look at his emotional well-being. Looking at the fact that when this kind of a setback has happened, and he's somebody who has had a good health throughout his life, somebody who doesn't believe in going to a doctor and that kind of person. I will do everything which is a particular way of living, and nothing is going to happen to me. That kind of belief system. So, when such a thing has happened and it has actually impacted the quality of life that he's having, I can see an emotional impact as well. So, how do I have that kind of a balance where I do something which is medically appropriate for him, and I also am not so strict that I don't care about his emotional well-being, and I can do that in a more sensitive manner. So the right balance, or how do I balance these two, that would be something which is the right way to be with him right now. Not too harsh, not too soft.
Okay. So, Gayatri, I heard you saying that you want to have an approach which is a balanced approach for his physical well-being as well as taking care of his emotional state after this setback. Sure. Thanks for sharing that, Gayatri. I must acknowledge I must acknowledge your openness to even share the difficult things which I can understand. Gayatri, if we have to look at the measure of success for today's conversation, something which will leave you satisfied and happy after this conversation, what would that be?
So at the end of today's conversation, if I'm able to say that with this kind of strategy or this thought process, if I approach every situation now in the recent future, and that overthinking which is happening when I'm approaching him, if that stops, it gives me an idea that that will stop, or I don't have to think too much, be a little natural. If that kind of a strategy or some action which emerges from our discussion, I think that would be a good takeaway for me.
Okay, so let me just reconfirm that you would think that this session would be successful if you are able to take some action points or a strategy to approach your father, where you don't have to overthink and you are able to balance between his physical well-being and emotional state.
Perfect. Yes.
Sure. Thanks, Gayatri. So, okay. So Gayatri, I could notice the awareness, the clarity that what you would really need going forward and what you imagine for your father and your communication with your father. So if you have that, for example, if you have that strategy, how would that scenario look like?
So if I had that clarity or the strategy in mind, then every time I meet him, I don't have to worry how I'm being. Am I hurting him? Am I being harsh? Am I responsible enough? Am I doing my duty as a daughter? And I completely believe that it's my duty as a daughter is not about just taking care of his medical health, taking him to the doctor, or being with him when he was not well, or ensuring that he takes his medicines on time. It is also about giving him that emotional support, being there when he would want to share certain things which he may not be very comfortable sharing with anybody else, being a little vulnerable. So being there for him when he's being a little vulnerable and allowing him to be weak in front of me, sharing his insecurities. So all of that, I think now it is my role because he's done that for me when I have been a child and growing up and everything. He's always been there for me. He's been my biggest support. Now it's time for me to at least try and do my part and be there for him to whatever extent. So I think if I'm able to start have that in mind, then I can be natural with him and do everything that I want to and not keep on thinking like, am I doing it the right way? Am I not doing it? So that I want that stress to go away. I think that would be something that would change if I have that right idea.
Yeah, I can see that, Gayatri, that as a daughter, you would really like to be with your father at this time, as he has been a support to you, and give him that space, that safe space that he can share with you and be vulnerable also. Sure. Gayatri, so can we think that if we have to create that space for him, what needs to shift? And when I say shift, can there be a shift in you that you can think of?
Very interesting question, Sunita. Now that you have put up this question, I am really thinking. I have a teenage daughter, and I continuously think about the best way to parent her and get her on the right path and be sensitive and all of that. I keep on doing that and it comes naturally being the mother. But in case of my father, the role that I am playing out in my mind is of a daughter. Right now, maybe he needs more of a friend. Or I can't say mother because that relationship is different, but maybe somebody like a guardian, somebody who can take care of all the things, just like a parent would do for their child, and also be the friend. So I need to change maybe my approach, the way I'm looking at him. If
Sure.
I can change that, maybe it will become a little easier. I think so right now.
Yeah. So I hear here an awareness or something new that you said that I need to change the way I look at him. I'm really curious to understand here more, Gayatri. What comes to you when you say change the way you look at him?
Actually, Sunita, as you said that, and when you played it back to me, when I was saying it, I was visualizing a certain thing that when I look at him, I was still looking at my father maybe some 20 years back. So when he was in his prime and he was always in charge. And now things have changed, and maybe it's time to realize that things have changed. So rather than just being that daughter who says, yep, Papa doesn't understand, if I look at him and say that, okay, this is a changed and maybe an aged person, and he's somebody who I love dearly. And rather than looking at him only as my father, let me look at him as my friend, as a person whom I love, and I will do everything that is good for him. So just looking, just changing the lens with which I'm looking at him, and removing that only the father image. If I remove that, maybe things will get a little easier. I can actually sense that right now.
Yeah, even I can see the shift in how you looked at your father and how you propose to look at him now in future. So this realization, Gayatri, does it bring us a bit closer to the goal that we have set for us today?
Absolutely, Sunita, absolutely. And I right now I feel so much lighter, as in the constant struggle that I have, even thinking about what am I going to say to him. It really is kind of showing me a way that I don't have to think too much. I just have to look at him differently, and I think it will solve the major issue. So yes, it is taking us very close to the goal that we have.
Sure. I'm very happy, Gayatri, to see this, and I can also see that you're not scared to open up and look at things with a very new perspective also here. So Gayatri, when you sit with this realization here that there could be a new way to look at your father, and you just described that too, what seems important for you in this situation that you can take forward with you? What bit is most important here?
To know that his well-being is primary, and that is the main thing. So sometimes ego, sometimes frustration, sometimes anger, all of that comes in the way. Certain other things are playing on the mind, so everything comes in the way of me being able to be completely with him, for him. I think just removing all the other things aside will really help me change the way I look at it.
Are you able to think about that? What all can you remove so that you are able to see a clear path to achieve this kind of communication and space with your father?
Yes. There's a lot of history, right? Like with all parents, and we grow up seeing them in charge and in the driver's seat and wanting things in a particular way. And maybe somewhere the reluctance of letting go of the steering wheel and now just be driven around. So let somebody else be the chauffeur now in the car. So if I don't keep on thinking about that he is reluctant to change, if I just change my approach, like, okay, he is the way he is, and let him be. And now I have to make him do something. How do I influence him to do it? Because I cannot pressure him, I cannot blackmail him emotionally or otherwise. I don't want to do all of that. So, not look at the way he is, let him be, and just work around in a different manner, like I would do with any other situation. Just because he is my father, it makes it difficult because there is a lot of baggage, emotional baggage. And I'm not saying that negatively. So if I let go of that, let go of the emotion that he will be the way he is, let him be. And if I change the way I deal with him, I think setting that aside will work.
Great, great. I'm really happy to hear this, Gayatri. As you said, your father's well-being is of utmost importance to you right now, and you do see the need to let go of him, his earlier image as father in your mind, and go forward to communicate with him as you would in any other situation with any other person with for whom you care. So Gayatri, with this realization, if you have to put certain things in practice, if you have to go forward from here, how would you like to go?
One thing is constantly reminding myself that the outcome is important. So whatever is the way, find a way to get to the destination. A constant reminder, because now that I have got that thing, it is not going to be easy because habits die hard. So it will be the same with me as well. I tend to go back and argue and or keep quiet. So I'll have to constantly remind myself. And as I speak with you, I realize it is going to need a lot of patience, a lot of patience. So these constant reminders to self and the patience, I think I should be able to deal with this well, the way I want.
Okay. So I hear you say that, it's coming to you as an idea that if you have constant reminders to yourself and if you have patience, you can influence your father and get the outcome you want.
Yes.
Okay. So Gayatri, now I would like to know from you when you're saying these things, when you're sharing and you're here in this stage, when you sit with this thought, how are you feeling?
Very light,
Okay.
unburdened right now. It's like removing a burden from the mind. And eager to try it out now that it seems to come to some kind of structure of thoughts that I have. Now a little eager to try it out because I'll have to keep trying. I know it's not going to happen in one time. Several attempts, several efforts will be needed, but I'm eager to see how it goes.
Yeah. So Gayatri, I hear a daughter who is very eager to support his father as he has been supporting her and is ready to make new habits for herself and be a new person with new way of communication.
Yes.
Okay. Sure, Gayatri. So I'm very happy when you said this, Gayatri. Please tell me how we can go forward from here now in our conversation.
I think, Sunita, the clarity that I wanted, the strategy, the action items are all coming to me right now. And this conversation has been really helpful in getting the confusion or clearing the chaos which was there in my mind, which was actually stopping me from being the way I would have wanted. Now I think it's just time to go there and start trying it out and keep coming back and reminding myself, okay, better next time, better next time, and keep bettering on the approach. And eventually it will not be a struggle.
Yeah. So, Gayatri, I really wish you success when you're trying this out, and I'm also very curious to see what emerges when you're trying these new things. Please tell me how we can partner in your journey. Is there any way that I can be of support going forward also?
Yes. So Sunita, today's conversation has been so helpful, and I really know for sure that I'm going to need more of these. I would need some sort of motivation, some sort of thinking as to, because maybe it will not be as simple. Again, there'll be something else which will come up. So more of these conversations in the next few days, I think will be helpful.
Sure, Gayatri. So I wish very, very speedy recovery to your father,
Yes.
and I wish you all the best. And please let me know whenever you want to connect, so we can plan accordingly.
Yes, thank you so much, Sunita. Thank you for your wishes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Gayatri, for trusting me. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.